Hiya, babe. Say, how about... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the man said. Maisie Rivera of Brooklyn. Girls, are you engaged to a swell, hard-working, conscientious guy? Or are you engaged to a guy like my boyfriend, Eddie Jordan? He's never working. Even when he's got a job, he's not working. He's loafing. But he's a sweet guy, and I guess I love him. Right now, he's been waiting around our boarding house to hear about a job he's been supposed to get for a month. But nothing's happened except that Eddie's been wearing the fuzz off the cushions and the davenport and getting 14 hours sleep a day. I couldn't stand seeing him take it easy while I was wearing my high-heeled shoes down to moccasins looking for something to do in show business. But then one day on the way home on the bus, I heard someone mention something I thought Eddie could do.
So what'll happen when Stanley goes into the Army?
Who knows? Maybe the Army'll go bankrupt. That's Stanley. He's a character. He's bankrupted his father and his girl Shirley's father. Well, all I'm saying is that the Army better look out. They just drafted the biggest monkey wrench that ever threw himself into the works.
Oh, what about those kids?
Oh, yes. You mean that bunch of kids he was counselor for?
Yeah.
Well, gee, I guess they'll have to find another guy to lead him on hikes. It paid pretty well, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, pardon me for intruding, ladies.
Well.
But I happen to know a party who would be just right for that counselor job.
I don't believe that we're acquainted.
Oh, well, excuse me. My name is Maisie Revere.
Miss Revere, I should like you to have the pleasure of making the acquaintanceship of Miss Agnes Muldoon.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know you.
Likewise.
And I should like you to have the pleasure of meeting me, Miss Fritzy Garfinkel.
Well, it's nice to meet you.
Who is this party of whom you were talking about?
Well, he's a fellow who lives in the boarding house where I live. He loves kids, and he's a real outdoors guy. You know, wears tweeds, smokes a pipe, and takes a cold shower every morning.
How can you tell?
Oh, you can hear him screaming for blocks.
What's his name, Maisie?
Daniel Boone Jordan. His great-grandfather was an old Indian fighter and carried a tomahawk in his head for 40 years.
Gee, didn't it hurt him?
Only when he played football.
Oh.
Yes, Daniel Boone Jordan is a real woodsman and very resourceful. You could set him loose in a forest with nothing but a case of beer and a scout knife. And 2 weeks later, he'd drive out in a 1950 pickup truck he'd made out of the beer cans.
Oh, he sounds just wonderful.
Miss Revere, I think you should become acquainted with the person who runs the boys' club and tell him all about Mr. Jordan.
Well, believe me, Miss Garfinkel, he's absolutely fearless. He's been over Niagara Falls in a barrel, and he's thinking of walking across the Atlantic on stilts.
Just think, if I was locked in the woods with him, I'd be perfectly safe.
No, the boys would be safe, but you wouldn't. Come on in the parlor and sit down, Eddie.
Come here, baby. Your love boat has just sailed into the harbor.
Oh, get away from me, sailor, or I'll scuttle you. Eddie. I've just got you a wonderful new job.
Oh, no, Maisie, not again.
Well, this is different, Eddie. I'm not asking you to be a cabin boy on a garbage barge.
Good. I don't want to test parachutes either.
Oh, you're getting lazy and logy, Eddie. Look at you.
Maisie, for gosh sake.
Now, what you need is a little fresh air and exercise.
I can see this is an outdoor job. What is it?
Well, how would you like to be the leader of the Brooklyn B-U-M-S?
What's that?
The Brooklyn Boys Unmilitary Marching Society, better known as the Bums.
A boys' club, huh?
And you'd be their biggest bum, too. You just take the kids out for a hike and take them home.
That's all?
Well, they do a little cooking, and you have to help them strain the wildlife out of their food.
Well, that doesn't sound like too much.
Well, of course, you know how kids are. They'll want you to tell them about the Indians and stuff. You know a little bit about the Indians, don't you?
Sure. They've got a darn good team.
Now, listen, Tootsie. I'm talking about these Indians. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, you mean Indians. Maisie, I don't know anything about them.
Oh, well, you can make stuff up.
But remember, if that job with the contractor comes through, I'll have to quit.
Oh, well, I'll take care of it, Eddie. Now, there's one other thing I ought to mention. I told him your name was Daniel Boone Jordan, and that you could make a fire by rubbing two pieces of wet moss together.
That's just dandy. How am I going to do that?
Oh, it's easy. Don't let anybody catch you at it. But all you have to do is palm a match and wet the moss with kerosene.
Hasn't our wandering boy come home tonight, Maisie?
No, Mrs. Kennedy. He's still at the mercy of the Brooklyn B-U-M-S. They're probably hiking around in circles on the outskirts of Great Neck.
Oh, my boarding house just doesn't seem the same without Eddie lying on the floor of the sitting room snoring.
Yeah, it's kind of a homey touch. But someday when he's asleep, I'm going to sew him to the carpet. Maybe that'll cure him.
Does he know anything about hiking and woodcraft, Maisie?
No, he does now.
The only exercise he gets around here is flipping his cigarette ashes on the floor.
That can't be Eddie. I hope he hasn't had an accident or something.
Well, I hope not, too. He owes me 3 months' room rent.
Oh, hello. Is this the home of... Well, just at the moment, I'm the only one here who fits that description.
Well, is this also the home of Daniel Boone Jordan?
Yes.
The man who hiked over the Rockies in his bare feet in the dead of winter? The man who killed a mountain lion by tickling it to death with his toes?
Is the very same. Where is he?
Bring in the body, boys.
Okay.
The body? Oh, no. What happened to him? Oh.
A lot of blubber on him.
Oh.
Get out.
Oh, hello, Maisie.
Hello, Daniel. Gee, even the tail of your raccoon cap is dragging. And I starched it last night, too.
Oh, Maisie, I'm done for. Put a lily in my hand and point me in the direction of the Shady Rest Funeral Parlor.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Eddie. The world can't get rid of you that easily. You need some sleep.
Shall I turn down the sitting room rug for him?
No, thanks, Mrs. Kennedy. The boys will help him upstairs.
Okay, fellas. Take it and put it upstairs in the bed.
Okay. Take it easy, boys.
We're sorry we had to bring him home in this condition, Mr. Veer, but he folded up after he fell out of the tree for the third time.
Well, of course, that can be sort of tiresome.
What was he doing up in the tree?
Trying to escape the angry bull.
Was that how his hip pocket got torn open?
No, I think his hip pocket was shot off by the farmer.
I see. You're not going to let too much of this story leak out at a time, are you? Okay. Why'd the farmer shoot at him?
Because he let the herd of pigs loose when he got scared by the goose after he slid into the chicken yard from the haystack he jumped under to keep himself from falling from the roof of the barn.
He didn't happen to get struck by lightning, too, did he?
No. We were sure disappointed.
Boy, he sure snored.
Well, thanks very much, fellas.
When he comes to tomorrow, tell him we had a swell time. And the day after tomorrow, we want to do the same thing all over again.
Well, I won't tell him that.
Okay. Members of the Brooklyn Bums, attention. Okay, men, let's give Mr. Veer our special salute. A one, a two, a three.
Thank you. nice black coffee, Eddie.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Oh, look at the poor boy's handshake. His fingers are just a faint blur.
Come on, Eddie, pull yourself together. Oh, now, Eddie, it can't be that bad. All you did was take a few sweet little kids out for a walk.
Sweet little kids? Those diabolical little brats nearly killed me. That's the classiest group of juvenile delinquents outside a reform school.
Well, they seem like nice boys to me.
Little Dillingers, that's what they are. Hey, feel these lumps on my head.
Gee, Eddie, you got more knobs than an Irishman's cane.
They all had slingshots, and I was out in front leading them. Just a moving target, that's all I was.
Well, tomorrow you can wear a sandhog's helmet.
I'll loan you my grandfather's cavalry saber.
I'm not going tomorrow.
Eddie, you've got to.
Come in, it ain't locked.
Who, may I inquire, is Mr. Daniel Boone Jordan?
Well, don't look at me. I'm not Mr. anybody, no matter how I dress in the morning.
And Mr. Jordan just left.
No, I'm Mr. Jordan. What's your problem? Can't be worse than mine.
So, you are the imposter who took those innocent little boys out for a wild, irresponsible, foolhardy afternoon yesterday. The man who got my boys shot, trampled to death, gored by a mad bull, and pecked to pieces by an infuriated goose. Almost.
Which one of the little monsters belonged to you?
Eddie, please.
My son is Virgil, the sweetest little angel that ever drew breath.
The sooner he becomes one, the better.
I paid my money so Virgil could learn the joys of outdoor life instead of the hazards and dangers. And if tomorrow's hike isn't a happy one, I'm going to sue you for your last dime.
You might as well give him the dime now, Eddie.
Yeah, here it is.
Tomorrow's trip had better be inspiring and educational and without any hitches. Or else, goodbye.
Oh, Maisie, now look what you've done. He's probably an influential man in the city government.
You can be sued to death, you know. Look, none of this would have happened if you hadn't been so helpful about getting me a job.
Oh, but Eddie, if you don't ever have a job, how are you ever going to make enough for us to get married? Might as well call the whole thing off.
Oh, no, look, darling, don't talk that way.
Mrs. Candy's boarding house, her speaking. Oh, one moment, please. It's for you, Eddie, a woman.
Do you have to tell everybody? Hello? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. You bet I would. Thank you. I'll be there.
Who's that, Eddie?
Nobody you'd know, babe.
She had a very fluffy voice. Don't forget your nickel for that call.
Who are you calling, Eddie?
You'll find out. Hello? This is Eddie Jordan speaking. I've just taken a job with a construction company, and I won't be able to take the boys out tomorrow. Yes, it's just breaking my heart.
Eddie, you got the big job.
But I'd like to recommend a wonderful person who's hiked all over the country. I know the kids would be delighted because this is somebody who knows all the Indian lore and camp craft there is.
Now, who could that be? Oh, no. Eddie, don't.
The leader who will take the kids out tomorrow is none other than the famous young lady known as Navajo Maisie Revere.
Eddie!
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment.
Well, here are your boys, Maisie. All you do is take them out and bring yourself back alive.
Okay, you'll see, Eddie Jordan. I'll handle them.
Sure you will. Hi, fellas.
Hello, Mr. Jordan.
Great little kids. Have all you fellas got your slingshots?
Yes, Mr. Jordan.
You've got a beautiful target for today.
Eddie, don't encourage him.
Now, where's Virgil?
Here I am, Mr. Jordan.
Maisie, this is little Virgil Johnson. At his age right now, he knows more than Einstein knows. He told me so.
Well, hello, Virgil. I think we'll get along all right, don't you?
Don't be too sure.
It's going to be difficult, huh?
Yes, I believe I shall be.
Oh.
Unless, of course, you measure up to my standards of intelligence. I have a very high IQ.
When I get through with you, you may have to dig to find it. Now get back into line.
Okay.
Gee. The stuff he's got hanging from his belt. It looks like a Christmas tree.
Well, what's next?
Okay, kids. Before we get in the station wagon and take off for the Pukawantumas Trail, let's get this straight. I am the boss here. What I say goes. When I tell you... Ouch!
Well, there's lump number one.
Junior, loan me your slingshot.
Okay, Miss Revere.
The man who did that better own up before I count to three or else. One, two, three. Anybody else like to swap shots with me? Anybody else got anything to say?
Well, I'd just like to ask you kids to be very nice today. Virgil's father has threatened to do something unpleasant if anything goes wrong today. So be careful, won't you?
Yes, Mr. Jordan.
That's good. Goodbye, Maisie.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye, Mr. Jordan.
Ready, aim, fire. Oh, that's what to do. Now, are we all ready? Oh, I was afraid that would happen, Virgil. Now pull up your pants and let's go. All righty, let's stop for a minute, fellas.
What do you got there, Virgil?
A chestnut burr. I beg your pardon, Miss Revere, but could you tell me what this is?
Well, very interesting. Very interesting. Anybody else find anything?
But what is it, Miss Revere?
Why, anybody can see what that is. It's a porcupine egg.
It's a chestnut burr.
Well, of course it is. Did you think I was serious?
Frankly, yes.
From now on, Virgil, I want nothing out of you but breathing and very little of that.
How about a little nature study, Miss Revere?
Oh, sure, sure. Go ahead and study it all you want to.
No, you're supposed to tell us.
Wouldn't you rather hear about the time I was in a carnival and got my foot caught in the Ferris wheel?
No!
Tell us about this tree you're leaning against.
Gee, the comic books have ruined the storytelling business. Well, now let's see. This tree is made of wood and has leaves at the top and roots at the bottom and the other stuff's in between. Well, so much for trees.
Hey, look, there's a bunch of kids over there. And here comes our counselor. Can we go over and see him, Miss Revere?
Oh, sure. But come back when I blow the whistle.
Okay.
Gee, I wonder what it is.
Well, here comes a healthy-looking character.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
You the counselor for all those boys?
No, I'm their mother.
Oh, pardon me. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
No. I was just kidding.
But it's rarely that we boy counselors meet good-looking girl counselors.
Well, thank you.
You and I could climb trees together. Would you like that?
Oh, I don't know. I never had a man ask me to climb a tree with him before. Could we just sit here and talk?
Oh, but we're not using any of our muscles. It's no fun to just sit here when we could be romping around in the woods.
Well, look, Tarzan, I'm...
No. My name isn't Tarzan. It's Darwin.
Oh, well, that's very appropriate, too. My name's Maisie, but I'm not accustomed to go swinging through the trees for fun.
Well, what else is there to do? Come on, hey. Let's climb a tree.
No, let's not.
Wouldn't you like to go on a little side trip with me? I can identify all the trees and bushes around here. I even know their Latin names. You are sitting under Quercus rubra of the subgenus Erythrobalanus.
No.
Yes, it's an oak tree. Would you mind if I sang trees to you very softly?
Yes, I would.
Well, it's so rarely that I meet a girl like you.
Well, let's talk more about the trees. Now, I never called this tree a quercus.
Couldn't I kiss you just once?
Well, it's oak.
Thank you.
Hey!
You kissed her!
Holy smoke! Come on, kids, it's dangerous around here. All righty now, fellas. I'm ready to judge the hunter's stew you've been making. And the winner gets to wear a laurel wreath I made.
Here's mine, Miss Revere.
Well, this smells very nice. Well, that's very good, Junior, but there's just a few too many leaves in it.
Well, they blew in while I was cooking it.
Well, after this, blow them out. Well, who's next? Well,
here's mine, Miss Revere, and you better give me the prize or my father will be sore. Besides, I saw that guy kiss you when we stopped a couple of hours ago.
Put on your laurel wreath, Virgil. You win.
Thank you.
Now, let's see, fellas. It'll be dark in a few hours. Which way did we come from?
We came from that way.
No, that way.
You're both wrong. It was that direction.
No, sir.
No, it was that way.
I don't agree with any of you. As far as I can tell, we came here from all directions. But if we take the wrong trail out, we may end up in Canada.
And my father won't like that.
Oh.
We can tell which way is north. I found some moss.
That's swell.
Oh, fine. This is a big help. On this tree, the moss grows all around it.
I won't go another step. I know we're going in the wrong direction.
Oh, come on, Virgil.
No.
You go ahead, fellas. I'll prove to Virgil logically that we're going the right way.
Okay, well, let's go.
Okay, prove it to me.
You bet I will.
Hey, don't strike me. Help! Stop! Don't! I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm. Now, we both needed that.
It's getting pretty dark.
What are we going to do now?
Well, how'd you fellas like to have me cheer you up with a nice spooky ghost story? Well, don't all shout at once.
Hey!
What do you know about that? We're right next to a road.
Yay!
Use, boys. They won't stop as long as they see all of us. Oh, there's another car coming. Get behind the bushes and wait for me to give you the signal.
Do you think you can stop the car?
Only if it's driven by a man. Hide now, quick.
Okay, hurry up, get down.
Well, let's see how the old charm works, Maisie. Turn it on.
Hey, going my way, good looking.
Sure. You got plenty of room?
I sure have, beautiful.
That's fine. Come on, boys. Pile in the car.
Yay! Oh, no.
That you, gorgeous?
Who's gorgeous? I'm a wreck.
Had a wonderful day out in the open air, I'll bet, huh?
Well, wipe that big smirk off your face. Oh, Eddie, the things I do so that maybe someday we can get married and have a home somewhere.
I would have been to bed long ago, but I didn't want to miss seeing you come in.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Eddie.
I knew it'd be a good laugh.
I spoke too soon.
Oh, I wondered if that was you, Maisie. How'd you make out with Virgil's father?
That sounds like the answer right now.
Good night, all.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Miss Revere.
Well, get it over with, Mr. Johnson. I did everything wrong. I got your son Virgil lost. I gave him a laurel wreath of poison ivy for the best hunter's stew, and I gave him a spanking. Go ahead. Do your worst to Eddie and me.
But not my sweet little boarding house.
You spanked him.
I sure did, and he needed it.
Oh, Miss Revere, Virgil is an only child, and I'm afraid we've spoiled him. That spanking did wonders for him. For the first time in his life, my son has been acting like a human being, like an ordinary boy.
Yeah, I think he enjoyed himself, too. When I opened my handbag in the subway, a frog jumped out with a tag on him that said, "Ha, ha, and best wishes from Virgil."
You're a regular kid now. If you want, I'll take the frog back.
Oh, no. No, I passed it on to somebody else.
Oh!
And I think he just found it in his pocket.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Again, here's Maisie.
Well, it took about 2 days for us to catch that frog. Mrs. Kennedy woke up one morning thinking she had an ice bag on her head, and when she reached up to adjust it, it croaked. Mrs. Kennedy nearly did, too. Well, Eddie's job with the construction company is going just fine. That's not normal for Eddie. He's taken to wearing a dark blue suit, and he's becoming a young businessman. Looks like we might be getting married someday now. The only sad thing is, darn it, I think I liked him better when he was a bum. Well, that's life, I guess. Come on, feet, get moving. See if you can find little Maisie a good job for a change.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Elvie Allman, Pat McGeehan, Johnny McGovern, Sandra Gould, Jeffrey Silver, Hi Averback, and Peter Leeds. John Heaston speaking.